So, I figured since I did one of these, I'll do another one. This may be a little longer. Anyway, I want you to listen up. I'm not from your planet. This planet you guys call, Earth. Earth. It's a funny name. That's what we would say back on our planet. You can actually see our planet through one of your telescopes here. But I'm not trying to make myself sound more smarter or more educationable. I'm just trying to say that this planet is very small, it's very puny, it's very weak, and your resources will be run dry within the next 200 years. So I don't know what you humans plan on doing unless you literally stop polluting your own planet. I was thinking more or less like to get to come across, your pathways. Sorry for my English. I only usually speak and that's just the way we speak. But basically, it's like taking a big shit in your bathroom there, your toilet. And then what you do is you scoop that shit out, with like a scooper. Not with your hands. Maybe later on with your hands, but right now with the scooper, because, you're living life like that. And you just throw it at the fucking wall. And then another 1,000 years. To put in the toilet bowl. So, I'm just giving you guys a heads up. This is Ricky the Robot. Ricky the Robot is telling you what's up. Like always. From Planet Kachupigabagabob. Ricky the Robot. On a more serious note, I'll be getting better at this. So stay tuned. This was just another preview. I hope you are enjoying the weird shit I put out. By the way, Jimmy James wants to say something. He'll be up next. But I don't think it's Jimmy James. I think it's his alter ego. And I don't know who that can be. Until next time, my human friends that are gonna be dead soon. I just got the calculations in. Around about 125 to 135 years left on this planet at the way you're going. So, you rich people out there, you enjoy it because you won't be around to see it explode into nothingness. But when you're rubbing your grandkids' head and you're just thinking, I just buy that kid the world. No, you're not gonna be able to because you're the one that fucked it into oblivion. Congratulations. Just a second though, before you hate me, just remember, it's not all your fault. We have a lot to do with society as well. But if you want to get technical about it, well, there's industrial, and then there's oil, and then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that basically runs on just oil alone. Not even talking about 1.1 gigawatts. I'm not even talking about all the other shit you do. And you know what I mean. You guys run rockets into the sky for fucking fun. You literally jump on a rocket, shoot your rich ass into space, just so you can say, "I always wanted to go to space." Lucky for us, we're around to see all this perish, and then we're gonna take everything you got. Meaning, not, don't worry, we won't touch your bodies, we're not that kind of creature. But we will be taking all your steel and all that shit. Because we do use that on our planet. But we use that on our planet to help our trees grow straight. Do you see? Do you see what you can accomplish? Oh, how did we get that steel? We're just waiting for you to fuckers to die off. Well, this is what was my name again? Mikey the Robot? No, I was like Mickey the Robot? I don't know. I figured I'd miss 5 minutes. Mike the Robot? I don't know. Whatever I told you, whatever you like.